Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a privilege to be here, and I love all of you. Oh, you should have said, oh. also want to just thank our research correspondent, Alex Dubilovich, for sharing that information of the Pope. I didn't know that. And also, I've got some good news about Nicodemus as well in the scripture. So we, if Nicodemus was in Cape Town, we would call him Nicky D. So just for today, I'll just call him Nicky D. Getting into the word today, John chapter 3, phenomenal passage. As this chapter of, we all know John 3:16. Very important passage and verse that sports athletes would use that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whomsoever would believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm just want to go as the Holy Spirit leads. As Roz was sharing about the change, like the change that's binding us, how that chain breaks is the Bible says that knowing the truth will set us free. And so if there's lies that's trying to bind you and make you feel condemned, the truth, knowing the truth, will break that and you'll be free. Because it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. And so it's knowing the scripture for moments like this, and I know that Roz was just led by the Holy Spirit, and sometimes we can just move on to the next thing. But if that is you, I would love to pray for you. I would like to speak truth into your life today if you feel bound, because we can't just let you feel alone. Or the enemy always causes us to be isolated, that we feel we can be amongst a lot of people and still feel lonely. And we don't want that for you if that is you. So I'm just going to pray. You don't need to say who it is. But Father, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy today. Thank you for your loving kindness, Father. Thank you that it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. And Jesus, we thank you, like we just said, that we love you, Lord, our shield. We love you, Lord, our rock, our Redeemer. We thank you, Lord. And Father, I pray that for those who are feeling bound today by this change of lies, Lord, I break it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I speak truth into their lives, that they are loved, that they are blessed, that they are highly favored. Father, that you have made them more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, Father. And so, Lord, I break those chains in their lives, in their minds, and every negative word has been spoken over them, or even themselves speaking those words over themselves. Lord, I break it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we decree and we declare freedom, total freedom today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yes, so you must be born again. I don't know how many of you, we can know about scripture, but at the end of the day, do we know Jesus? Salvation is such an important subject in this, where Nicodemus comes to Nicky D comes to Jesus in the middle of the night, and he was one of the educated, powerful religious leaders in that time, a Pharisee, council of the Jewish law, comes to Jesus in the middle of the night. And I was always thinking, fascinated, why you come in the middle of the night? He said, I know. He didn't say, I know that you are sent by God. He says, we know. We know that you are sent by God, because a man like you cannot do these miracles if God is not with him. So he said, we. So I was thinking, so where's the others then? Why is he coming alone in the middle of the night? He had conviction within him that says that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. And so he comes, and Nicodemus came from that religion to Jesus offering him relationship. With all of us. Doesn't matter, I come from a different, like we were saying about the Pope, if some people are like Pentecostals or whoever, some people will be like, oh, you mean, why are you praying for the Pope? Just all these crazy stuff that happen, different denominations. And Jesus comes, we all fall under one God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And for me, I come from so many denominations. Oh my days, there's too many of them. But at the end of the day, Jesus is the center. Jesus is the center. of all of that. But it's about, we'll read, it's about the kingdom of God coming down. The kingdom of God is the most important. The kingdom of God, it says, he came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know. There's it. He says, we know. I'm like, brother, why didn't you bring them all with? He comes in the middle of the night to Jesus. Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who come from God, for no one can perform these miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. See the kingdom of God. And it is not a, Nicodemus didn't understand that it was, doesn't mean I need to go back in my mother's womb. And Jesus is kind of saying like, mate, you are a teacher of the law. Why is it you can't understand this? It's understanding knowledge. Knowledge is different from revelation. So Nicodemus had the knowledge, but not the revelation. And we'll see in this chapter where it talks about the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness symbolizes ignorance. If people don't know, they don't know. And so Nicodemus, Jesus had to help him to shift from religion to personal relationship in the kingdom of light. And Jesus is so, so kind. No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Not by physical, but by spiritual. In verse 6, let me first go to verse 5, because verse 3 and verse 5 actually says two things. So you cannot see the kingdom unless you're born again in verse 3. And then verse 5, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, no one can enter into the kingdom. So what is the kingdom then? Is it we're going to heaven? Or is the kingdom right here on earth? And the kingdom is the principles, the characteristics of Jesus in the earth. Matthew 5, you can read that, the Beatitudes. This is how we have to be in our attitude towards the world. And Sharon was sharing about a friend. I just got so excited about your friend who said, I'm an atheist. I was like, wow, thank you, Jesus. What an opportunity for you. Then I'm going to pray afterwards that God will give you a revelation.
She asked me around this afternoon, actually.
What did she ask you?
She asked me this afternoon, would I come round and help her do something?
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
Get the water ready. And the wine.
Maybe. A lot of people who feel like I'm not into this religious stuff. I'm so glad. Because religion kills. Religion is it's a nasty thing. But the revelation of the kingdom of God, and so there's an opportunity there for the kingdom of light to come into darkness. And when there's darkness and light comes into darkness, darkness just needs to. So meeting them where they are. Jesus met Nicodemus where he was. Jesus met him where he was. So Nicodemus has status in society, knowledge of scripture, respect of the community. He was the guy. But to answer, to give Roz a little bit of encouragement by Nicodemus, the brother, when it came in John chapter 7, when Jesus had to come before the council, Nicodemus was the guy that actually spoke and says, give him a fair trial. So that religion has moved to revelation. Where he now, not coming in the middle of the night, he's now saying in daytime that give him a fair trial. A well-respected man. And then also in John chapter 19, the burial of Jesus. Who was there? Nicodemus. The burial, and he gave myrrh and aloes. He gave the spices for Jesus' burial. Look at that. So sometimes the people that we're touching, their lives, they might not come when we think they should be saved. Is what are we giving them there so they can go away and think about it? And we keep praying into that to Lord move them from religion to revelation. So Nicodemus, we respect you. He got that, but being born again in Ezekiel 37, 26, it says that God will give us a new heart. Not physical, but it's a spiritual birth. That which is born out of the flesh gives birth to the flesh, and that which is born out of the spirit gives birth to spirit. And it's an internal thing. I don't know how you felt, but when I got saved and born again, it's weird because even when I got baptized, there's nothing special in the water, right? Like some people baptize people where there's bubbles. I don't know for what. Like put them in bubbles because nothing special about the water or the bubbles. There's an internal work that happens that feels like I'm new. The new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we are new creation, new identities in God. A new direction centered on God's kingdom. As believers of Jesus Christ, he has called us to live that life of the kingdom, the values of the kingdom. And then John 3:19-17, it talks about the heart of the gospel. Salvation is not achieved through effort, but received through belief in God's love. God's love for us. We're here today only because of God's love. And whomsoever would receive him shall have everlasting life. I don't just want the everlasting life. I want the day-to-day living in God's kingdom and expressing God's love to the lost, the broken, the hurting, the marginalized. I love that. I love the people that other people say, they are the outcast. Yeah, but that's what Jesus did. He came for the outcast. He came for the sick. He came to heal. He says, the kingdom of God is not for the well, it's for the sick. So I was one of those sick people. And because he saved me and he redeemed me, I can now give it. Because I understand the communion table. It says that he healed us. By his stripes, we are healed because of this communion that we now have. For the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit remains with us. So it's just amazing that it's not religion, but it is spiritual transformation. Spiritual transformation. And I love it to see young people coming to Jesus. Just a story. I've started mentoring and I was saying about like how God takes us to places. And it's a privilege for me to be here and journey with this church. But as God led me, he says, I need you to be in the marketplace. Because the kingdom is there. The kingdom is, I need to touch hearts over there. So I started mentoring and coaching a young man. He's now 17 years old. And as I'm journeying, understanding the kingdom, I'm coaching them, but I'm also praying, Lord Jesus, give me the opportunity. And when the opportunity is right, let me be bold and speak with love and grace into the situation. And so this boy was injured at the time. He was trying to get a professional contract. It was hard for him. And I started praying into it. So Jesus, give me grace and favor for this young man. Give me the right words. And so as we journeyed, we always have these two words, patience and timing. Whenever we speak, patience and timing. So in his injury, God healed him. Then I asked him the question, who inspires you? He says, quotes and the Bible. So I knew there that was now the invitation. Tell me more about the Bible. And he starts sharing with me about the Bible. And for two sessions, I was like, Lord, when do I speak? Because sometimes we can just come up, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. Like, you know, God is just like, relax, relax, relax. And then I was like, Lord, how do you mean relax? This is for you. And God is like, no, relax, relax. So I start sharing with him about just listening to him first, and then I start sharing about the love of Jesus, how Jesus changed my life. From an injury that I didn't play football after my semi-professional career. And he said, but you are so joyful. I said, but that's the internal work of John 3:16. And we then went from the coaching session into John 3:16. And for 9 months, I've been journeying with this young man. He's now not a client, he's a disciple. He's a disciple of Jesus. Last week he called Mrs. Ricardo. I signed my professional contract with Bristol City in the championships. He called me and he said, Ricardo, it is about patience and timing and waiting on the Lord. He said to me, I need you to come to my graduation. I told my mom that it's the Bible. It's the Bible that has given me clear understanding. And I'm like, wow, but it's the kingdom of God. And so the heart of the gospel is John 3:16. But he says, I did not come to condemn the world. So if Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, then we shouldn't condemn people. You You know, we shouldn't condemn people. We should actually look for the lost, the broken, the least, the hurting, the marginalized, the orphan, the widow. I called my mom this morning just to connect with this. It's Mother's Day as well in South Africa. So my mom said, "Oh, I thought you forgot about me." I said, "Mom, how can I forget about you if your values are in me? You taught me well. I will never forget about you. It's like if I forget about you, then I might as well forget about myself. Because everything you've instilled in me is what I live by now. And everything Jesus and in his word has instilled in us, that's how we need to live." And so my mom said, "You know, thank you for all of this." And she said she started looking from the time, 1978, ever since people started living with us. My mom said there was about 210 people who lived in our house from that time, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Because my mom wants to show the love of Jesus in action. Many people came. They came broken. They left whole. They came in discouraged. They went away joyful. This is the understanding of John 3:16. And Nicodemus, even though Nicky D, my guy, Nicky D, he made it and understood that revelation is what makes us move in a different dimension. So light brings healing, clarity, and freedom. That's what it is today. And so as we go into communion today, remember what has Christ has done for us, but also it's about us living that life of, give us opportunities, Lord. How many of us here know people who don't know Jesus yet? Give us opportunities, Lord. And please don't let us be weird. Let us be a people that people gravitate to us and says, like Sharon's friend, he says, "Come over." It's amazing that they say they are atheists, but they're still inviting you over. People, eternity is set in the hearts of men and women. God has set eternity in the hearts of men. All the people are looking for is, will we reflect the nature, the purpose, the character of Jesus? So I'm quite excited for you this afternoon, because that's what it is. But what she doesn't know, when she invites you into her presence, she invites God. The Bible says when people invite you in their house and they receive you, what should we do? We should leave the peace of God, the shalom, in their homes. But if they reject us, dust the dust off your feet and go to the next house. But sometimes we feel discouraged. "Oh, but they said this and they shouldn't have said that." No, no, just go to the next house. If people don't like you in Tesco, just go to Sainsbury's. Holdies. Little. Let's go somewhere. It's so powerful. She said, "I'm an atheist." But what she doesn't know, she's coming to you like Nicky D to find out what makes you different. Why aren't you an atheist? And I pray that God will give you the grace, the favor, the wisdom as you meet her where she's at. And I pray today that her story of God will begin to, because some people of her family will say, "That's a bit weird. Now you're talking about God. You never used to talk about God. In fact, you hated God." No, I moved from religion to revelation. So may that be our story, just like Nicky D, so that we can bring joy and peace as we move forward. So let's pray. Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy today. Father, thank you so much for Nicodemus that came in the middle of the night. And Father, I know that you are setting people up to come to us where they are in their darkest moments, coming to us. Father, I pray that you will give us the right words to speak, that you will give us the wisdom, that you will give us revelation. And Father, I pray that the kindness of the Lord will be so in our hearts, Lord, because it's the kindness of the Lord that will lead people to repentance. And so, Father, we pray for kindness, we pray for joy, we pray for the fruit of the Spirit, Father. And Lord, I pray that when I come back, Lord, that we will hear testimonies of what was spoken today, and let your word sink into our hearts. And Lord, we know that your word will produce a harvest 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. In Jesus' name, amen.